there was a point in recent history where we free writers could look out into the, let's say, the writing world, and we could look to other people. At first, erroneously, it's to tea writers. But as soon as we swallowed that big ass red pill and we realized that we ain't in that club, we realized that that's okay, because the overwhelming majority of people are over here and on Earth. And because of that, it caused us to continue to look, to continue to cast our expectations out past our own horizons. And as we cast our expectations out, there are a few people that would pop up here and there. And you would say to yourself, "Ooh, I'm a free writer and I love what he is talking about. He is talking about exactly what's up my alley." She is the writer that you want to aspire to be. That's cool when you are young, really young, and when you're just starting out in this, and before you have stripes on your belt and, you know, patches adorning your sleeve. But now that you have been at this for a while, now that you know the name of the game, now that you understand your way around the block and have been around that block a few more times than you want to admit, now it is time that you understand that you are looking in the wrong place. The only thing that you need to be casting your net out for is yourself. The only thing that you need to be gazing intently at is in anything that gives you a reflection of you, whether it's a lake, a mirror, a nice phone case with enough reflection to see you. You are it. We're always waiting for somebody else to come and swoop in and save the day and give us something to follow. We like that. Human beings like to be led. Human beings like to look up to people who do things that are not, you know, that feel unattainable. But I'm sorry to break it to you, but you are it. You're it. Entertainment, dead. Writing, dead. Movies, dead. TV series, dead. Blogging, dead. Creativity, dead. If this is your first day on this podcast, I had a funeral for creativity. If you don't believe me, go to the funeral and find out. Not only that it's dead, but how it died. You are a free writer for a reason, and not just because, "Oh, I don't want to be a tea writer," because neither do I. But you're a consumer as well. And there are things that you consume or that you attempt to consume, and it makes you roll your eyes so hard that you're like, "Oh my gosh, this person is being just, how are they creating this? And how is this continuously getting renewed? How do you renew? How do you feel upwards? How the hell does that happen?" But it's happening over and over and over again. And the best advice that I can give, especially to somebody young who just hasn't figured it out yet, the feeling you might get, and you might be too young to get this feeling, so this is not just for the young. Whenever you want to roll your eyes out of your head because you're like, "This is passing as creativity," understand that you can multiply that times millions. And if you multiply that times millions and you consider yourself a free writer, but you're not writing, you're not creating, you're hung up, you're in chains, I don't know. I have an episode called "Where Are We?" If you are not there, There is nothing for those like you to run to. And that's the bottom line. Now, I have other episodes that explain the extra stuff you're going to have to do to get people to your stuff. But believe, there are people who, in the millions, who are looking for you. Maybe not by name. Don't nobody know your name. Don't nobody have to know your name. Get out of that mindset. You do not need to be popular. You do not have to be down with the cool kids. You don't have to do any of that. You need to go pursue your work. Do your work. And distribute that work the most creative ways that you want to. And don't let anything stop you from doing it. I don't have an iPhone 13, so damn what? Use the phone you have. Every phone has a note section. And every phone can download apps. I don't have a desk. It does not matter. You got a floor in your house? Sit down and write. I don't know how to every damn time you send a text. That text is trying to tell you what you want to say. Now, if Google knows what you want to say, how does that work that it can tell you better than you know? So then apply that logic to your story. You have been told that anything under 180,000 words is not a book. So you just not going to write any books at all? Did you know that Ray Bradbury, the Martian Chronicles writer, that his books, or his Martian Chronicles rather, were episodes. They were mini story. They were little short stories that over the years, once he quote made it, he smushed all that together and he published it. And you read it now as one nice, big, thick anthology. That is not how that story was written. The last book I read by Stephen King was four short stories that Stephen King's housekeeper took out of his bottom drawer, stapled them, and sent them to his editor. Now, that last part is a complete lie. But when you're a writer, when you become a writer, you know how you read like a writer too. It's hard not to read like a writer, unfortunately. But you can tell when it's like, he phoned this one in, didn't he? These is some books that he knew he could not get. He was like, I don't have nothing but about, 50 pages of this. So let's smush it together. And the only reason it sold what it did was why? Because Stephen King wrote it. You have been told that, always hire a professional editor because of what? I have not heard a single good excuse yet. Well, you need an unbiased opinion to look at your work. For what? Why do I need somebody unbiased? I want somebody to be biased and look at my work. As a matter of fact, I want the person to be so biased that they guard it. They guard that work with their lives. I'm trying to think of who could I hire to guard my work with their life. You have been presented with formulas and charts about stats and sales. And before somebody says, I like to challenge myself, go ahead and keep getting challenged. Okay, but we here in the real world, in the parallel society of free writing, if we allowed the stats to dictate what we did, we wouldn't do anything. Yes, that's how it is. If your stats aren't good, then it's telling you you're not a writer. BS. No, the hell it isn't. Not on any day. You've been told to market as if marketing only came in one way. Marketing does not happen just one way. As a matter of fact, all these years we've been told that we have to do it this way because that's the only way to make it. But have you noticed that the tea writers who pretend to be normal, they are coming back our way. They have YouTube channels. They're getting on Kickstarter, taking people's money and claiming that they need this money to buy, to in order just to write the book. The only thing that you need to do is to get your book out there, because the reality is that we are it. We're the alternate stratosphere. Congratulations. You are the entertainment of your age. Now, somebody's not gonna like that. I'm not sure why. But you are the entertainment of your age. For years, I've been sitting around like, man, I can't wait till they make, you know, a TV show that I like. Never fear. I'm making the TV show that I like. I can't wait till they're not scared to say this in a book, or the hero can't be this, or the women can't be that, or somebody's got to be doing this to somebody. Okay, well, I'll write some stories that are just whatever they're going to be. For the people who said, oh, you need to go and you need to rent, or you need to buy a new home, a bigger home, so you can knock walls down and make studios. And instead, I think you're getting the picture. It is you. It's you. It's you. Stop trying to produce. You have to give yourself a chance, is what I'm trying to say. I am not saying that you don't develop and grow and improve, or whatever word you want to put on it. I'm not saying that you don't do those things. But what I am saying is that you do not have to wait until your video looks like Warner Brothers produced it before you can upload it to YouTube to tell people about your books. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to wait until your microphone is made out of platinum before you can turn your mic on and talk to the people who are interested in you. You do not have to wait until you get a blurb from an author who, if they make their own stories up from their own brain, it would blow me away at this point, because I've seen it all, and so have you. There are ghostwriters for a reason. Who knows what these people are out here doing? But that's not your problem. You know what you're doing. And everything that you're producing is because you put your hands on it. You put your creativity into it. And you know what? It is not perfect. People want something real nowadays. I don't know a day when people didn't want stuff real, but I'm telling you now more than ever, they would rather listen to you than to go and watch a professionally produced news broadcast. Let's just put that out there. Nobody wants that canned, robotic, Oxford, you know, form of English. Nobody wants that. It is a turn off. They want you sitting in your guest bedroom telling your children, hey, I am about to record. Be quiet for about 40 minutes. They want to hear the emotion in your voice. They want to hear you. They want you. So give it to them. And don't worry about the tea writer world, what they're doing, what they're not doing, because I told you, they are too busy trying to pretend to be like us. They are like AI. I don't give a damn how smart they are. An AI cannot be further from human than they are. I don't give a damn how good a robot is. It's creepier than hell. The more human-like they try to make it, isn't it? Because it seems like it's easier to see how artificial it is the more human-like you try to make it. Same with these T Arthurs. They are not us, but they need to connect. Why? Because now the world demands that you get your butt in front of that camera. Not one of your reps. Not your production company. They want to see and they want to hear from you. So give them something to watch and give them something to listen to. Give them something to read. And it is not going to be perfect. But as you see improvements that you can feasibly make, make them. And nobody is hung up on that except you. So the next time that you're reading, that you're watching, that you're listening, and you get ready right before you get ready to roll your eyes in the back of your head. I do it every day, guys. So I'm talking to me too. Remember that that's your job. That's a story you should be telling. I'm not saying that the person telling the story or whatever should not be doing it. I'm saying you don't like it, then you know you always have work to be doing. Because it's you. We're waiting for you. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. But this is the thing, and this is the point I want to grind home. Don't live this whole life and then that is life, or get close to it, and not do something as doable as this. I read stories all the time on the news where, and when I say on the news, I mean, you know, our little sources we go and we read, where it's like, I want to be happy. It says something to the tune of Jane Doe wrote her first book at 95. It took her 60 years to write her beloved book, and she's already working on book two. And I think to myself, goodness gracious. Well, number one, I hope she lives to publish book two because she's 95. But the second one is, I hope I would never talk to somebody like that. Because you guys know how I am. Instead of making you feel better about yourself, I'm going to make you feel like, why did you do that? 60 years and you couldn't finish a book? A book. Come on, guys. Do not allow yourself to have that kind of eventuality. Don't become elderly. And you haven't written the book. Finish your book. If there is nothing else I say that you listen to, finish your book. You can do it. And if you doubt yourself, go back in my previous episodes and keep listening until you get it done. Because unlike T writers, we have to do the work ourselves. But once you do it, nobody will ever be able to convince you not to. And that's the point. So, welcome, free writer. You are the storytellers of our age. Won't you tell your story?